Your feet flat on the floor, spine straight, and let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Continue your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge now the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation, and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and the likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in with me. And as you exhale, know that it is the breath of God that you're exhaling, and it was the breath of God that you inhaled. Relax your neck and shoulders. Let's prepare now for our communion with Spirit. I trust in the steadfast love of God. The greatest boost to my own peace of mind comes as I release all problems and all concerns to God. With one simple thought, I trust God. I open my life to divine solutions. Then the power of God flows through my words and my actions and out into every situation. I trust you, God. When I consider all the magnificence God has created and has allowed me to be a part of, I am filled with reverence. I give thanks for the divine order in my life. I trust you, God. By daily affirming these words, I remind myself to release all past and present concerns. Trusting God, I invite the Holy Spirit to move in my life. I no longer feel an urgency about any situation. I keep a single focus, and my trust in God has soothed my heart and my mind. I trust you, God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here this morning, for inhaling your breath and for exhaling your breath. Let us take this next few moments to make our journey to that secret place of the Most High, our place of peace, joy, faith, and love. A place that exists in consciousness that we can go to at any moment. So we make our way to the secret place, and as we reach the threshold of the door, we remember there is something that we need to do before we can enter in. We must empty ourselves. We must empty ourselves of any mental or emotional problems, feelings, baggage. And if there is physical baggage that we are reluctant to give up, this would be the time, especially if it's not serving you. So watch it all fall away. Step through the door, and as you do, we feel that light and love of the Christ. We take a seat. We open up our heart centers and we give thanks that we are being filled to overflowing with all the spiritual gifts of God. Knowing that if we came here with a heavy heart for whatever reason, it is now time to singly focus the eye and focus on God. And as you keep your focus without the sound of my voice, you may pray, receive answers to your prayers, and to be still. Spirit, for hearing our prayers and answering them as you always do. We go forth this week with a single eye and a thank you for all you have done for us and will continue to do. We say this in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.